on Friday, I went out for lunch after his doctor's appointment. And we were sitting outside. In my eye view, and I gave that water in this cup. I'm assuming that's what it was. And one of the little boys proceeded to packets of Equal. Even empty it into iced tea, but certainly water. What's wrong with just drinking water for crying out loud?
Our last, because they want it to taste sweet.
And it wasn't just one packet. I didn't count them. I saw at least two, and I just looked away. I couldn't really take it much more.
Well, you know, I don't know what I would have done. I was shocked when we had our last two guests here, and she asked me for suit, and I said, do you mean the Sucanat or the No. I'm trying to keep from getting diabetes because it's in our family. And she has all her life, and she said, the one like Equal, or, and I just stopped and turned around and looked at her again. And then I said, oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't want to make an issue. They were guests, you know. But as we talked, I didn't bring that subject up, but I brought stuff, and she was, you know, right there. She was, actually, she was eating totally a plant-based diet. But that whole subject had obviously not fit with her or whatever, you know. I don't know how to say it, but I would not be working on preventing diabetes that way.
Well, but this is what the doctors are telling them.
Mm-hmm. Confusing world for a lot of people, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I think, and I'm going to ask, Molly has an appointment again on Friday. And it's the nurse who does initial visit, and I believe she is a diabetes educator there. I'm going to ask her what she recommends people use.
Good idea.
If she says, what should they be using, which she, who knows if she will or not. You know, Stevie would be number one on my list, but what would you recommend?
Have you seen the new packaging of the stevia in the stores? Like, I know somebody brought this up before, and I can't remember the true. Is it true something?
There are a couple with stevia. Yeah, I know what you're talking. I have not seen them in the store. No.
It's right. It was sitting right next to. They had a whole bunch of it. It was sitting right next to the Splenda.
Good.
And it's a green and predominantly green package.
Truvia, maybe?
Huh?
Truvia?
Truvia. Truvia?
Truvio or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
And has anybody picked any of it up yet? Have you even read the label?
I was just going to ask, is it 100% stevia?
I don't know, because I would have checked it out. I was in a hurry, and I started to grab for it. I thought, I don't have time.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the new chemical they've come up with. So I will check it out, because it's in Walmart.
Uh-huh.
Our local store of size here.
I haven't looked at it at all, so.
I'll have to make sure to look at it when I go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
No, there is a... Respond, you may say it before I do.
Okay.
My real frequent trips, so.
Nor is mine.
But at least it was, you know, changing the some awareness and the fact that it was allowed in the stores because, what was it, a couple of years ago when I was back here three or four maybe, and one of the gals walked in to pick some up at a Whole Foods, and she happened to have her, she was from a restaurant, cafe. Yeah, just a really a kind of a coffee shop place that they made some, they did some lunches too, come to think of it now. But anyway, I'd gotten acquainted with the two owners because of easy conversation with my restaurant background. And I said, gee, if you wanted to do something that would really, you know, click with some of the people that are really into, because they were developing their trade with people that were more knowledgeable, healthier choices, that was their interest level, I said, go get some stevia and use it in some of the things that you're doing and have it available. Well, if she had not had her apron on, the one of the clerks in the store would not have had the conversation with her and stopped her. When she saw her picking up stevia in the containers, you know, that we would use to do different things with, like baking and so forth, and she said, are you from the restaurant right across the street? And she said, yes. And she said, you're not going to use that in the restaurant. And she says, well, why? And she says, well, you're not allowed to. That's illegal to use in any food that's being served to the public. Well, if it's now in the store, I would doubt that would be the case if it's in the grocery store on the shelf, but maybe it still holds to her restaurant.
They said they were changing the law to let them do that. That was an FDA ruling years ago, back in the 90s or something. But
this was way past the 90s. So when I was there, it's been no more than 4 years ago, I'm going to say. But restaurants a lot of times are behind.
Yeah. But this was just the other day that I heard them say that they were changing the law to allow it. So.
Oh, okay, great. Because it hasn't even been that long that it's been allowed in the states, you know, respectfully to the length of time that it's been in existence and used around the world in other countries. Anybody else? Anything new you've come across besides what you've just heard so far? Well, I had an experience over the week, or last night actually, for the first time. Denny looked at a salad that I served him that was, just like the day before that, a very simple salad. And he says, oh, obviously this didn't stay well. This is not good. And I said, you're looking at it for color, dear, not for taste. Taste it. And he goes, well, it still doesn't quite taste right. And I said, no, there's nothing wrong with the taste. You're eating for color. Now, that's the first time I've ever seen Danny eat for eye color. What it was a papaya avocado salad. And, of course, I will warn you of that ahead of time. I thought that the vinaigrette and balsamic vinegar, a little bit of a balsamic vinegar, I didn't have a regular raspberry vinaigrette to use, would have prevented the avocado from turning as dark as it did, but it was pretty dark. I had already tasted it. I knew it tasted fine. The coloration was just not good at all. But it's very, very simple, and it was very good. It just needs to be used when you make it. So make the amount you need. So if you guys have got a pencil and a paper, I see that I even typed the, oh, I can send this out right away. I even typed the alternative to the dressing, the balsamic vinaigrette raspberry vinaigrette that they asked for. So anyway, papaya avocado salad. One medium papaya diced. One medium avocado diced.
Are you going to be sending this down, Cher?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, thanks.
3/4 of a cup of jicama, and that's diced also. 2 tablespoons of chopped toasted walnuts. My easy way for that is just to throw them in a cast iron fry pan on top of the stove for about 3-4 minutes. Walk away from it, because if it goes longer than that, you're going to have black nuts, like I've done several times. And then 4 ingredients to the salad, and then they suggest 2 tablespoons of low-fat raspberry vinaigrette. Now, what I would recommend putting together instead of that, because then you know what's in the dressing to the nth degree, is made up from Lynn Dillman's original Siaga dressing recipe, and that's 3 tablespoons of Siaga, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, and 1 tablespoon of vinegar, or balsamic vinegar, I'm sorry. Or leave out the olive oil and just use a dash of balsamic vinegar in it and replace the olive oil or a tablespoon of balsamic, however much you want. Or lemon. Lemon would be even a better choice because we know that that is extremely alkaline on the body. And you can replace the olive oil, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, with 2 tablespoons of pine egg water. And you just whisk that together, and that would work instead of the raspberry vinaigrette. So 1 medium papaya, 1 medium avocado, 3/4 of a cup of jicama, 2 tablespoons of chopped toasted walnuts, and then your dressing. Very, very good. Now, I made a half a recipe because I happen to have a half an avocado, a half of a papaya left, a small one, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Very quick, very easy, and since I'm keeping a much better stocked, balanced refrigerator than I did when I seem to have more on hand that I can go ahead and make up easily from I'm seeing for, you know, recipes. I'm glancing at these recipes as I'm saying that. Any comments or questions?
That sounds good.
It was a different combination, and the jicama gives it some texture where the other two are, you know, much softer.
Do you dice the jicama or liver?
Yes. I diced all of it that went into it, and it was just, you know, very simple, very easy. Now, the other thing I ran into as I'm cleaning house, that all the stuff that was moved around in the last month, I ran into a few more grapefruits than I thought I had, were in a cool space where I thought they would keep well. Well, they were ready to be used immediately. And so I Googled for grapefruit salads. And I came up with another one, and I will send this down. Oh, no, I can't send this one down, so you guys are going to have to write. It's going to take a fair amount of time to rework it because it did not print out decent at all. It jumbled everything up. Sometimes they just don't print right. Anyway, it was 3-grain salad with grapefruit, and it was a good one. I already had cooked rice, so that was quick. The other 2 grains, because it says you can use any combination of grains that you like, and they give the listing of bulgur, barley, quinoa, wild rice, brown rice, couscous, which isn't even a grain, that's just a pasta, wheat berries, couscous would be very fast because you know how fast that is to cook, wheat berries, felt berries. Now, one that wasn't on there, which I made work, was buckwheat. And I had some toasted buckwheat. And I don't use buckwheat as often as I'd like to, so I decided I was going to choose my leftover brown rice, which was already done, buckwheat, the toasted buckwheat kernel, and also quinoa. So I had to cook quinoa, and I had to cook the barley, or the buckwheat. So both of them cooked in our cookware, and I've always gotten the quinoa a little, what I felt, overcooked. It didn't have any texture at all. Well, 18 minutes on 3/4 of a cup of quinoa and 1.5 cups of water, nothing added to the water, just bring it to a boil and put the grain in. I did that even in our littlest pan, cookware pan, 18 minutes and it was done. So that was my starting place. And then the buckwheat actually got 2 done in 20 minutes in our other larger saucepan. And I did the same amount, 3/4 of a cup of toasted buckwheat, 1.5 cups of water. Just the same idea that you would do with rice with double the amount of liquid.
Okay, once those were cooked, I was in a hurry, so my usual tactic is, it says, you know, let cool. Well, I throw it on a plate, spread it out, break it apart. The buckwheat, I would suggest 18 minutes on in our cookware. It'll probably do 2-3 minutes longer in a regular pan. I spread it out on the plate. I had to break the buckwheat apart because it had already clumped up and gotten very soft. It cooks up totally different than the regular, the other grains do. I don't know whether anybody else is cooking it up from in boiling water or not. But anyway, I broke it up, each of them up, threw them on a large plate, not quite, well, a large salad plate, a dinner-sized plate, and set them in the refrigerator on top of some other things that I could flatten out enough to do that, so they would cool quickly. In the meantime, I did not have a poblano chili, and I forgot which it says to dice. Seed and dice. So I did forget to put in the red chili flakes, but it was still really, really good because at the bottom I noticed that the gal had said she had used those, at the top, and crushed them, the pepper flakes, and used that instead of the chili, which would be a good substitute. So anyway, then a fourth of a cup of chopped fresh parsley, 2 tablespoons of minced red onion, 2 ribs of celery diced, fine diced, 3 to 4 tablespoons of dried cranberries, 1/3 of a cup of cranberry juice, 1/4 of a cup of red wine vinegar.
Slow down,
okay. 1/4 cup of red wine vinegar. Thank you. Just tell me anytime. 1 tablespoon of olive oil.
2 teaspoons of Sucanat or Terminato, whatever you need. As a beginning, but if you've got the other, use the other. Rosemary chopped. I did not have it special. I used a smaller amount of rosemary if you've got a chopped. I used probably a strong half teaspoon ground up by, I have it in a grinder. And a pinch of salt or to taste. Okay, that's the salad. It's combine all of what, including the I'm looking for dressing. It makes its own dressing. You stuck everything in together. I think I mix the dressing together, the olive oil, the vinegar, the brown sugar, the salt that I sprinkled over the top, the rosemary. I put the dressing in the bottom of the bowl, is what I did, with the cranberry juice. And then I dumped everything else in on top. So I'm trying to shortcut and not have a bunch of containers to wash when I'm through. And so you can easily put the liquid for the dressing in this because the grain's going to absorb it. It was wonderful.
So this time you put all of that stuff on the bottom and then put the quinoa, buckwheat, and rice on top of it and mixed it up that way?
Right.
Rather than drizzling it over it.
Right.
What's this called?
It was called 3-grain salad with grapefruit.
Where was the grapefruit? Well, I can't grapefruit anyway, but where was the grapefruit?
Oh. Did I miss that completely?
I didn't hear it. My granddaughter came in. I don't know whether I heard it, whether you said it or not.
I don't even see it here in the ingredients. I use 2 grapefruits. In mine, I think, it's at the very top. It doesn't have a bullet. The printing was not real good the way this printed out. That's why I can't send it down. 1 large red grapefruit. I would recommend 2. Maybe mine were a little smaller, but it was definitely not too much. I peeled it and put them into sections. And then mine were so ripe that they were really falling apart
you know, how the membrane sometimes comes away from the section. Well, I pulled most of the membranes off, which gave it, I think, a nicer flavor, nicer texture on that. You didn't have the chewiness of the membrane, but you, and you didn't have a lot of crunch in there, as we can call it, but it was a, it was a really good flavor. I loved it. And for summer, I think of tartness in salads because it's a nice contrast, especially when it's warm. So, did anybody miss anything on there that they need any repeat on?
I came in the new speak of olive oil.
Oh, you came in on the olive oil? Okay, it's a three-grain salad with grapefruit. I used buckwheat. What you need, I didn't give you this either. I didn't give you the amounts on the grains. You need cooked grains, mixed cooked grains that amount to 4 1/3 cups. Thank you. I get it yet.
Yeah. Should them or just altogether the three that you used?
All three, all together, the three that you use, you need a total of cooked 4 1/3 cups of cooked mixed grains. And you can use any grains that you have or want to put in combination. If you've got more cooked, that makes it even that much easier. But like I said, I used brown rice that was already cooked, and then I cooked quinoa and the buckwheat. And probably the buckwheat's not listed for a reason, and if it was not would not have been cooked so much, it would not have clumped together the way it did, and I broke it apart with a fork so it would blend in well with the other one. Instead of having chunks.
You serve this cool, right? Cold?
Those are supposed to be cooled.
But you serve the whole thing when you're serving it cold?
Yes, it's a salad. Yeah, cool.
Why don't you run through the whole thing?
I will. Or two red grapefruit sections, and I didn't leave them whole in whole sections. They were probably cut in about 1/3. One large poblano chili. It says charred, peeled, after you roasted it, then after you char it, you can peel it easily by putting the pepper in a plastic bag, let it draw steam, and then as it cools, the peel, that membrane will just come off of it, that real thin, clear membrane that you don't even know is on there will separate, and take the seeds out and dice it. Okay, that I did not do. A substitute for that, if you're in a hurry, would be a few red pepper flakes to taste. Okay, 1/4 cup of chopped fresh parsley, 2 tablespoons of minced red onions, 2 celery ribs, finely diced, 3 to 4 tablespoons of dried cherries. Cranberries. I'm sorry, dried cranberries. And I put the bottom of the bowl first. While the grains were cooking, I was working, doing the dressing, and I just poured it all together in the bottom of the bowl. 1/3 cup of cranberry juice, 1/4 cup of red wine vinegar, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 2 teaspoons of, they say, brown sugar or sucanat, whatever sweetener you're using, 1 1/2 teaspoons of fresh rosemary chopped. I used some dried ground up and a pinch of salt to taste.
How much olive oil again? I forgot that.
Oh, 1 tablespoon.
1 tablespoon, okay.
1 tablespoon. Okay, that was 2 new ones for the weekend that were a hit. So did anybody come up with any other new ones or something that's a favorite that you do? I don't care if it's easy. It can be simple.
I made the guacamole again, and you were right. It does blend up better in the blender with a little bit of liquid in the bottom. So I started with a little bit of water, and then it was still not catching enough. And I didn't put much in the bottom at all. And then I put more water. The next time what I would do is squeeze some of the lemon juice in there. It was it was still fine, but it, you know, maybe a tablespoon less water would have been good. But they liked it. I took it for dinner Saturday night, and again, it stayed green, and I think it's the peas that do that. My son wanted to know how many avocados I had, and I didn't even take it all with us. So I had some leftover for last night here, but it went over big.
Was that one or two avocados? I can't remember.
You put one in the blender and the other one you leave chunky.
Right.
Yeah.
Mush it up a bit.
It seemed to take longer this time for some reason. I don't know why to make, but I'll make it again this weekend because we're getting company again. So, yeah, it's good.
It's fun to share the ones that you know go over really well.
Mm-hmm. I put a little bit more tomato in, you know, just the color, too. And I had bought two tomatoes. It calls for one. Marty just told me not to buy any more tomatoes. That's a good sign. But, you know, I don't go exactly to the recipe as far as things like the tomato or the onion or something like that. And I did put garlic in. It was good.
Well, speaking of tomatoes, I walked over and got another one because I couldn't remember what I had done different last night. I made this recipe that was called ginger veggie stir fry. And it was, you know, pretty cool, and I was hungry for a stir fry. And I made it once about 3 days ago. I don't have this one dated. I tried to put the date when I first made it. Anyway, I'll give you this one too because there's something that is different about it that I've never done before. And I'm just going to do it the way it's listed here with the ingredients because it's the putting it together that was different. And the amounts were critical because when you do it by guess after you haven't done it once, you don't remember it the same. And so I didn't even go looking for the recipe when Denny said, yes, yeah, stir together a stir fry before we leave. And he was waiting to leave. So that's why I didn't look for the recipe. Anyway, ginger veggie stir fry, 1 tablespoon of cornstarch, 1.5 cloves of garlic crushed, 2 teaspoons of fresh ginger root, and I minced that, divided it says, 1/4 cup of vegetable oil. Well, I don't use vegetable oil, but I use some olive oil, and I didn't use that much either. Probably 2 teaspoons is more what I used. Small head of broccoli, cut in, you know, bite-sized pieces. 1/2 cup of snow peas. 3/4 cup of carrots. And they suggested julienne. I use the, what I do when they say julienne, I take the slicer that Jeannie and Rick used to sketch at the fairs. Mandolin, okay, slicer mandolin. And it has a julienne cutter on it. And I just stand the carrot up and go across it. So you've got, you're cutting across the carrot instead of lengthwise of the carrot. So you've got pieces that maybe are 1 inch long or so, the width of the carrot anyway. And that worked out really good. I did not have green beans, but I had some asparagus, very small asparagus that I needed to use. Okay, and then the sauce is 2 tablespoons of soy sauce.
Sure. How much green beans are there?
Green beans were 1/2 cup, so I had about 1/2 cup or a cup. I'm not big on the amount either, like you say, except for this way it's put together. You need to come up with about that amount of vegetables when you're through to have the proportions of right or what the coating is.
Okay.
So then after the either green beans or asparagus like I use, 2 tablespoons of soy sauce, 1/2 cup of chopped onion, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Okay, the direction. In a large bowl, blend together the cornstarch, garlic, 1 teaspoon of ginger. I did this differently. I put all the ginger in here. I didn't see any reason to keep it separated. and 2 tablespoons of the vegetable oil. You blend that until the cornstarch is dissolved. Then you mix in the broccoli, the snow peas, the carrots, the green beans or asparagus. So in other words, you're just putting all the vegetables into the sauce, or most all the rest of the ingredients. Okay, heat the remaining 2 tablespoons of oil in a large skillet or wok over medium heat. Cook the vegetables, put the vegetables in, cook them for 2 minutes, stirring constantly to prevent burning. Then stir in the soy sauce and the water. Mix in the onion, salt, and remaining 1 teaspoon of ginger. So I put the ginger all in at the beginning, but they put it in at the end. And then cook until the vegetables are tender, still tender, crisp. Well, by the time you get that done, they're right the way I want them anyway. I put the lid on maybe for a minute or 2 minutes at the end. But it was so easy. It went together so well, and it was absolutely delicious. The combination of the garlic and the ginger was perfect, and soy sauce, you know, it was all, so anyway, I did it then from memory yesterday, and still have as many leftovers as I did when I started with the leftovers, but that was okay, we expanded it, and I asked Dan, I said, so you won't mind eating this for, and then served it with brown rice, you won't mind eating it for lunch, and he says, one day next week, and he says, definitely not. So that's a way of putting it together, and I'm always questioning when I just start dumping things, am I getting too much, or what else could I have put, or could I have substituted and done something different? So
when you mix the cornstarch, garlic, ginger, and olive oil, you're doing that in the pan?
No, just in a large bowl.
Okay.
Because then you're going to dump all of that into a pan that's got the remaining oil or skillet. Or wok, whatever you're using, because you've gotten the oil hot, and when the vegetables with the coating on it of the cornstarch remaining oil, you know, when it hits the skillet, it's going to stick if you don't keep moving it around. But you have to stand there for 2 minutes to move it around, but again, it's very fast, and you're not adding things. I always added things separately, because I thought the cook times had to be different on different vegetables and da 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 da. So anyway, it worked out great.
So you mix all that stuff together and then add it to the pan.
Right.
Oil. Okay. I have found over the years, instead of using oil very often to cook veggies, I'll just add H2O. I just put water in the pan and it works fine.
I normally do, and thank you for reminding me, what I normally do is, and I will do it the next time, and see if there's any difference at all. Like I said, usually for a recipe that I'm trying for the first time, I want to see how it's going to work. Before I send this one down, I will do it again, and I will just, when I put the water in, the only thing I do different, Nancy, is I sprinkle on some powdered veggie broth concentrate, like you would use for a soup base or for stock.
Mm-hmm.
I sprinkle that into the pan with the water just to get a little bit more flavor with the coating that goes on it. But what I thought it was different about doing it in this order with the coating on it, it seemed to seal the flavor of the individual vegetables so much. And I know that in Asian cooking, and if you trying to think of who else I was talking about there for a second, or on the line, they can attest or comment on this, that they use the cornstarch as a sealer before, right on whatever it is they're putting in. I've done that when I was cooking with animal products, did that many times, coat the flesh. And then when it hit the pan, it sealed the juices in. But this seemed to work the same way for the flavor. But anyway, we liked it. That's why I said, well, I'll try it again with the bra. Well, it's not the way most of the people do it. I don't know where this author got the concept of coating and mixing the seasoning with the green and red and colorful vegetable before it's cooking. So I don't know where it's come from. The Chinese don't do it that way.
Okay, I was curious because I know that it had happened on some of the, like I said, some of the meats that I had used.
The cornstarch is invariably used in the end.
Right.
That's
the way I had always done it before, but this seemed to work really well, too. So I thought, well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, it is simpler. You get everything done all at once, and then before you turn on the heat.
Oh, I know what it made me think of, guys. It made me think of, well, one thing, you're not mixing the cornstarch with equal amounts or a little bit more liquid water, which you've got another container you're setting up for. You're just sprinkling it in, or you're just putting it into the one container where you've got all your vegetables. The other thing was when I was in the restaurant business, instead of mixing a thickener up, when we would get through sautéing the vegetables, we would put the flour or cornstarch right on them into the pan directly without ever mixing up the cornstarch and water. And I got in the habit of doing that. That's what it was making me think of. I got in the habit of doing that. Which that's what I did the second time when I made this. I just sprinkled the cornstarch right into the pan. I didn't even put it in the bowl separately. I didn't have the recipe in front of me. I just knew that it reminded me of what I had done in the restaurant. And that worked also. So that was the reason.
I bet you could use any vegetables in here.
You could. Definitely. Whatever you've got in the refrigerator, and it's going to be good because that's what I did the second time I made it.
Red pepper would make it pretty color.
It would be wonderful.
I was wondering about the color because you use a 2 tablespoons of soy sauce. It's kind of discoloring the red and green.
2 tablespoons of what?
Of a soy sauce.
Oh, yes.
Wouldn't that discolorate the brilliant colors?
It does tone down the colors, yes. It always does when you put that much in. And I don't know that I measured that and put that much in because I'm trying to cut back on the amount of sodium. So I probably did not put that much in because I still had good color, maybe half that amount.
Can you use Bragg's instead of soy sauce or no?
I do, yes. Often, this time I used some soy sauce. I found at the Asian market some soy sauce that I think... I'll have to look. I don't know how it compares sodium-wise to...
There's a lighter taste, less salt.
Yeah, there's a lower sodium soy sauce out there.
That's right. The low sodium soy sauce was twice the amount of the one that did not say low sodium soy sauce, though.
Really?
Yeah, so watch it. Now, this is going to the Asian market. This vegetarian soy sauce, and I'm sure this one was half the amount sodium on it. Well, maybe not. Maybe because it's 1 tablespoon. Let's see. I've got the other one in here. I can give you an accurate count here, I think.
I'm surprised, since you're using 2 tablespoons of soy sauce, that they even put more salt in.
Yeah, I don't think I did that either. In fact, I know I didn't.
I know I won't.
Okay, yes. Oh, the low sodium is 600 milligrams of sodium. This is the Lee Kum Kee brand, one of the most popular brands you see in all the grocery stores. Okay, 1 tablespoon is 600 milligrams of sodium. And on the one that doesn't say low sodium, that says vegetarian from the Asian market, 1 tablespoon is 300 grams of sodium.
Different end.
Half the amount of
sodium that you have in the ones that are light. So you really, I mean, you really have to pick the labels up. I mean, pick up and read these because it just doesn't come out the same often.
different measurements, obviously.
And then Bragg's is 160 in a half a teaspoon, though.
Oh. Wow. That's huge.
Yeah, so that's a little bit. Anyway, that was the end on the... Oh, we are way past again. Monday morning, way past our time frame. Any last-minute comments, questions? Thanks for your input, guys. You remind me to go looking again. Double check. Yes. Brenda. Brinda is on Wednesday. Thursday is Jeannie. Normally, she will not be on this week. I think, Nancy, you're picking that up?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, I'll be on, too. Brenda, I'm looking for the name of this other guy I wrote down. And then I'm back on Friday. I'll email you. You're welcome.
That's a subtle reminder to send them an email now.
Yes, I went looking for the other one that I wrote down that I just talked to this morning.
Josh?
Yes.
This is Loretta.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, how are you? I called the hospital. I talked to Cheryl. She said it's going to be another week or two before they decide when it's going to be. She said, I will call you as soon as we know. She said they're thinking about doing two classes because there's so many people that want to come.
Wow.
So she said, I will call you because I've been bugging her ever since I told you I'd call and left messages. And
so it wouldn't necessarily be at the same time two classes, right?
No.
Okay, so we might get two dates in...
Maybe end of September, one in October, maybe two in October. She really wouldn't say...
Okay.
They're working on it, and she said within a week or two, because they told me last week was in 2 days they would have it, but I don't know why they're taking so long, but they're trying to get everybody's schedule coordinated, I guess. So she
thank
said, Loretta, I will call you as soon as I find out. So.
Okay, thank you. I certainly appreciate that, because I've got people asking and people that are very, very much needing the information, and... I want to be able to help them as much as I can with passing it down.
Right. Well, that's what I have.
Okay. Anybody else last minute here? Well, we will say goodbye. Thank you for your input. I appreciate all the support and all of it and all of you guys that are participating here. So make it a wonderful day, and Nancy will be on tomorrow.
Thanks, Sharp. Good call as usual.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for all the work.
Oh, not a problem.
I invest.
You like them.